From Spark and Anvil and Number Sense, this is Landmark Lena in Chapter 1 of the Number Sense cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Jonah's forehead pressed against the cool edge of his desk while the tablet screen buzzed in the darkened classroom. On the screen, a single fraction sat inside a bright white box, 7/12. To Jonah, the numbers did not look like math. They looked like a heavy door locked from the inside. 7 and 12 did not belong together, floating like debris in a sea of empty white space. He tapped his pencil against his thumb, leaving a dark smudge of graphite on his skin as he stared at the question.
"You look like you are trying to stare it down," a quiet voice said from beside his chair. Jonah blinked and found Landmark Lena standing next to his desk with a gentle smile. She wore a faded canvas jacket, her fingers stained with dark blue ink. In her left hand, she held a thick sheet of cream-colored paper, folded into a neat rectangle with soft frayed edges.
"I hate fractions," Jonah muttered, slumping back into his plastic seat. "They make no sense."
"They only look confusing because you do not know the neighborhood yet," Lena said, pulling up a wooden stool to sit beside him. She unfolded her paper map, which was not a map of streets or rivers, but a single long line drawn in ink. "Let us find a benchmark number that we both recognize, an anchor to help us see where we are," she said. "What is exactly half of 12?
Jonah shrugged, his eyes drifting toward the clock on the classroom wall.
"6, I guess?"
"Exactly," Lena said, drawing a small mark right in the middle of her paper line and labeling it with a fraction. 6/12 is exactly half, so that is our clock tower, the landmark we can see from anywhere. She tapped the screen with her fingernail. "Now look at your fraction. Is 7 bigger or smaller than 6?
"Bigger," Jonah said, kicking the leg of his desk.
"Obviously. So if 6/12 is exactly half, where does 7/12 go on our map?" She slid the paper toward him.
"Show me."
Jonah hesitated, then took his pencil and made a small dot just to the right of her halfway mark.
"Here," he said, "just past the middle."
"Perfect," Lena said, and the tiny wrinkles around her eyes crinkled as she smiled at his drawing. "You do not need to divide 7 by 12 to find the exact decimal. You just need to know what it is near." Jonah looked back at the screen, and though the fraction had not changed, the locked door in his mind felt a little looser.
"So the answer is just more than half?"
"That is it," Lena said, folding her map back into its neat square with 3 quick, practiced clicks of her fingers. Jonah clicked the button for more than half, and the screen flashed green with a soft, satisfying chime. He let out a long breath, realizing the fraction was no longer a stranger in a dark alley. It was just a house one door down from a landmark he knew.
Lena had always navigated the world this way, having grown up in a valley town where the streets did not follow a grid. The roads twisted around ancient oak trees and curved along the rocky banks of a rushing creek. If you tried to use street names, you got lost in minutes. But the town had a secret weapon, a tall stone clock tower built on the very peak of the highest hill. Its copper roof had turned a dusty green over the decades, and its heavy bell chimed every hour on the hour. From anywhere in the valley, you could look up and see that green roof. The townspeople did not use compasses. They measured everything against the tower. A neighbor would tell you to find the bakery 2 blocks south of the tower, or the hardware store just past its shadow. Even the children walked home by keeping the green roof on their left shoulder. When Lena first saw long division problems in school, she felt that same cold panic of being lost. The numbers seemed to stretch out forever, a trackless forest of digits with no signs and no paths. So she decided to look for the clock towers of the math world. She realized she did not need to calculate every single decimal to understand what a number meant. She only needed a few friendly, unmovable landmarks to keep her oriented. 0 was the starting gate, 1/2 was the middle of the bridge, and 1 hole was the far bank of the river. 10, 50, and 100 were the tall towers in the distance. She drew these numbers on a strip of cardstock, carrying it until the creases turned white.
Whenever a problem looked too big or too strange, she would pull out her strip and find the nearest landmark. If she got an answer that was miles away from her landmark, she knew she had taken a wrong turn somewhere. It was a simple habit, but it kept her safe from the wild guesses that usually tripped up her classmates.
The next afternoon, the screen chimed again, and Lena found a girl named Priya staring at a long multiplication problem. Priya's notebook was filled with crossed-out numbers and smudged eraser crumbs. "I think I did it wrong," Priya said when Lena appeared, her voice barely louder than a whisper. "I got 48 for the answer, but my finger slipped on the keyboard and now I do not trust it." The problem on her screen was 5.9 multiplied by 8.1. "Do not erase it yet," Lena said, placing a hand gently on the corner of the wooden desk. "Let us not do the whole calculation again, because that is like walking all the way back." She tapped the paper. "Instead, let us look at the neighborhood." Priya looked up, her eyebrows knitted together in confusion. "How do we do that?" "Look at your first number," Lena said. 5.9. "What friendly landmark is that close to?" 6, Priya said, her voice sounding a bit more confident. "And what about 8.1? Lena asked. "That is close to 8. Priya replied. "Good," Lena said, tapping her chin. "So in your head, what is 6 times 8? Priya closed her eyes for a brief second. 48. "And what did your screen say?" Priya looked down at her messy paper, then back at the glowing screen. 48. "So your answer is right next to our landmark," Lena said, pointing to the screen. "If you had made a typo and gotten 480, you would know instantly." "Why would you know?" Lena asked. "Because that is nowhere near 48, Priya said, a small smile finally breaking through her worry. "It would be in the wrong town entirely." "Exactly," Lena said. "The landmark does not give you the exact penny, but it tells you the neighborhood where the answer lives. If your answer shows up in the wrong neighborhood, you can catch the mistake before it catches you." Priya nodded, her shoulders relaxing as she kept her pencil on the page. She did not erase her work, but she wrote a note at the top of her page in purple ink. "Check the neighborhood first."
The sun went down, casting long blue shadows across Lena's small room as the screen glowed softly in the dark. She sat in her wooden chair and carefully unfolded her paper strip one more time. The creases were soft, like old linen that had been washed 100 times. She traced her finger along the line, touching the familiar marks. 0, 1/2, 1, 10, 50, 100. They were the quiet, steady anchors of her world, right where they always were. A small green light blinked on her screen, signaling a new message from Cole. "I found a landmark," the message read. "I stopped feeling lost." Lena smiled, feeling a quiet warmth settle in her chest, steady as the old clock tower on the hill. This was the real work. And it was never about getting the answers fast. It was about ending that cold, hollow feeling of being adrift in a sea of numbers. A number you can place is a number you do not have to fear. She folded her map back into its tight square, smoothing the edges with her thumb. Outside her window, the stars were beginning to show, and she knew exactly where they were too.
You've been listening to a Spark in Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Landmark Lena. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.